Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, another trailer. Are you kidding me? Loki trailer. The newest Loki trailer has come out, and we are going to break it down. All that and more right after Zed, we have no control over.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
And I'm Ashley Coffin.
What is happening, my friends? Y'all doing good today?
Good, man. We're getting gifts every day, it seems like.
Right?
What did we do?
Marvel gives and gives, and they don't take. It's great. Oh, wait. They took Black Widow a little bit.
Yeah, they kept moving it back. But they're giving it to us finally. And all this stuff is just like built up in the hopper from all that time they weren't released and stuff. And now it's just going to be thing after thing for the next.
Yeah, they're holding the trigger down. And year. I like it.
I like it.
Yeah, keep them coming. Keep them coming. And yeah, we got a ton of stuff coming out with these trailers, but also just content. And man, it's just going to be a good year to be a Marvel fan. And this is probably the property I'm most excited for.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of this all year, particular one?
Yeah. I really like a series, and I feel like this is going to be somewhere in between the weirdness of WandaVision and sort of the down, traditional Marvel that is Falcon Winter Soldier. I think this is going to meet in the middle somewhere and be like a chef's gift. That's what I meant to say. Perfect. Just a perfect thing.
You know, with this being a crime thriller, like it's a genre that Marvel hasn't really gotten into yet, so I'm excited to see where they go with it. But also, like, after watching this, this is so, like, it looks so dark and kind of, like, gritty in its own way. And that's, I don't know that that's necessarily something that we've seen Tom Hiddleston do before. And I'm excited to see how they get into it, especially with, after this trailer, like, having watched it, twice at this point, like I love the aesthetic that's in it. I love the,
oh, me too.
The aesthetic that we keep seeing is just like, it feels like Tom Hiddleston walked around going, I want this way and this way. It's like, it's all him. And he chews all of the scenery and like just giant gulps of it. And I'm so in love with it.
It's very funny that you just like accredit him to everything. It's just like, this just feels so Hiddleston. I bet he did the costuming and the set work.
He's a set director.
I heard he personally hammered every nail into the set. That's what he did.
He probably did. That light, he installed that by hand. The switch was on when he did it because he's a badass.
You see that lighting fixture on the wall there behind him? That's also him.
He just finished doing that.
It's not a fixture. It is him.
Yeah, he's that good.
He's acting like a light.
Okay, let's dive into this trailer. First, we're going to watch the trailer together, and then we'll get into sort of a frame-by-frame takedown of this thing.
Takedown?
I'll take him down. What?
You're breaking up, Ash.
You should have heard what I said.
I will later on the replay, and I'll decide which one to use. I put a marker down to remember to check what dirty thing Ashley said. All right. All right, launching the trailer.
I know what this place is. The timekeepers have built quite the circus. And I see the clowns are playing their parts to perfection.
Big metaphor guy. I love it. Makes you sound super smart.
I am smart.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Please sign to verify this is everything you've ever said.
This is absurd.
Sign this too.
We protect the proper flow of time.
You picked up the Tesseract breaking reality.
I want you to help us fix it.
Why me?
I need your unique Loki perspective.
Do I get a weapon?
Nah.
really believe in this Loki variant?
Luckily, he believes in himself enough for the both of us.
Bye. It is adorable that you think you could possibly manipulate me. I'm 10 steps ahead of you.
You're not big on trust, are you?
You can trust me.
Loki, I've studied almost every moment of your entire life. You've literally stabbed people in the back like 50 times.
I'd never do it again.
And we're back.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's so good, guys. It's so, so good. Well, guys, what are your thoughts on the trailer? What do you think?
We got a graphical representation of what we have been talking about with the butterfly effect of the timeline. Like, that's the biggest thing that I noticed is that, like,
yeah,
when he said you picked up the Tesseract and broke the timeline, or I think he said broke reality, it shows the timeline, like, straight, and then getting all wonky and branches coming off of it all over the place.
It shows, like, the branches, just like we had with the ancient one explaining how the branches work.
Right, yeah. Except that there's a bunch of branches here where, like, the way that we had, or I guess the way that I had interpreted it, or the way that it had been interpreted in the past when the ancient one was saying it, is that the Infinity Stones are the causes of the branches. Like, if an Infinity Stone leaves the timeline, right, then a branch happens. But
which I've said all along is bullshit. Any change in the timeline creates a branch.
Any change in the timeline is an option. You know,
they played with that in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where they had the river theory. Where like you throw a stone in the river, it does part the river slightly, but the river comes back around the stone. But if you dam the river, you can actually create a fork in it. You're removing an Infinity Stone as an event that can create a branch, but I don't know. I just think it's the only event that can create a branch.
Yeah. Right. So I guess the Tesseract wasn't supposed to go with Loki to wherever the hell he went.
No, definitely not. So yeah, I love that graphic.
I'm glad they included it, but like that, we're not here to talk about what's on their screens. We're here to talk about Loki and that tight shirt, right?
That's
yeah.
All
I was
we're
like, you guys
about.
Heard talking during that. I just saw stars. I didn't hear anything. I was just like, hey, I missed you, babe. It's been a while.
I feel like all of the Thirst crew in Stranded Panda. Or at least in the Stranded Panda chat, all of the Thirst crew have a knife flipping fetish. Like every time Bucky did it in the Falcon and Winter Soldier trailers.
It's all about that finger motion.
Right.
You gotta have them talented fingers. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about dexterity, yo.
Yeah. And longevity. I mean, Bucky's got a metal arm. Yeah. forever. Anyway, focus.
Focus on the Loki. Focus on the Loki. Well, the thing that I took away from this trailer more than anything else was the fact that, like, it really seems like this is going to be sort of a buddy cop story. Like, the lines where they're like, why do you trust this Loki variant? It's as if, like, this Loki is this Loki that we're getting. He's a different Loki than we saw in all these other versions, or like in the future. Everything past Avengers is undone, and this is a Loki who's still a villain. And for some reason, this guy trusts that he can become good, which makes me think that he knows about his other possible timelines. For sure, he does.
Yeah.
And it's like he's trusting that if he invests properly, this guy will do good things for the timelines or whatever.
Honestly, I don't even know that Mobius, Owen Wilson's character, really wants or is really interested in Loki doing good so much as just helping to fix the problem. Like,
that's what I mean by doing good.
Like, doing ethical good or whatever.
Right,
I think he's means to an end kind of thing.
Yeah. Right.
And I think that we're going to see somebody who might be as good as a manipulator as Loki. And I am so here for it, because not just is it buddy cop, but it's, you know, it's not like buddy cop crime thriller. Like, that's not the only thing. It's buddy cop crime thriller where both of them think that they have advantage over the other. And they're constantly working against each other as far as like machinations and trying to manipulate and, you know, and get one over on the other.
It's kind of like those movies where you have a serial killer that's helping the cop and you have to like, oh, is he on the side of good? Is he turned up a new leaf? I trust him because he's so charismatic, but should I be trusting him? And it's going to be really interesting. I'm super. And it's a time travel story. And you know, I love a time travel story.
I know you love a time travel story. It.
It's like you've stabbed people in the back like 50 times, literally. It's like, I'm not going to do it again.
I'll never do it again.
He's like, you've literally stabbed 50 people in the back.
Yeah.
That's so good. That's so good.
I love that little, those little minutia moments of like, Mobius saying like, I've studied every moment in your life. And then, you know, or the other one where he like, he pushes the button, drops him down. It's like, pushes a stack of paper toward him. Sign this to verify everything you've ever said.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
So
oh my
good.
God. And then he says, this is absurd. Like another thing prints out. And he's like, this one too.
I hope he has to teach him like, get help. And they have to like, or he's like, oh, I already know it.
I know get help. Yeah. I hate get help. I don't want to do get help.
Why are you blonde? Jerks always make me do get help.
Oh. And you know, honestly, like after watching this trailer, I'm excited. Like I wasn't excited before when I had heard that Owen Wilson was going to be in the series. I was like, okay, Owen Wilson's kind of a, I'm a little over him, but like now that they're like showing me Owen Wilson in action, I'm like, okay, I'm back on board. All right. Wow. They brought me back.
I love the banter between them is going to be great.
Yes. Like
they're already, it's not too quippy because they're smooth
about it. Yes.
I have always loved Owen Wilson.
Me too.
And I love him in other movies. Like he plays a dumb guy, but he's like in good movies for the most part. Like he's definitely been in a few bad ones, but like so a lot of his, even his dumber movies, like Wedding Crashers is dumb, but it is great. That is such a good movie. Right. And there's a lot of really good ones. By
I love with, all the Wes Anderson movies. I'm a sucker.
Yeah. All the Wes Anderson stuff's awesome. So I'm super pumped for him. And then like, this is the fact that he's really seems like before he seemed like he was going to be sort of just like the tough boss for Loki sort of.
Right.
Like trying to get Loki to do the right thing. But this trailer sort of revealed the sort of like relationship that might be building between them. The fact that he really wants to trust Loki. And maybe he might even be like sort of a fan of Loki. You know what I mean? Like he knows every word he's ever spoken. You know, he knows all this stuff about him. He knows all his possible timelines. And it seems like he like trusts that he can choose a right path, which even that is a fascinating conversation to have, like a fascinating character to delve into, the idea that like this guy wants to believe that this villain who just tried to take over the earth can be reformed and do good, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to be from like the now kind of, since time doesn't matter in time travel stuff. Like, didn't we see in other trailers they were showing him like what happened after he died or like what he did?
I don't think we've seen that. We have discussed it on the podcast. I don't think he's shown him. We saw him looking at the video of them beating him in Avengers, like the arrows all aimed at his face or whatever.
I want to see the scene like where they're like, well, you were a good guy and you saved your brother. Right. And, you know, some, you know,
this is you what died. You could be. Yeah, it's just setting up two fascinating characters to me. The guy who believes that even though this guy in some versions he's horrible, in some versions he's good, I believe this variant can be good. You know, like that's an interesting character. Yeah. And then Loki, a guy faced with these different versions of himself and having to like face down the fact that he could go either way. It's sort of almost like, I don't know, like removes choice in a way where he's like, well, I don't, he's such a rebel and I can see him looking at every option and being like, well, I don't want to be like that guy or the good guy or the bad guy. Like I'm going to be my own man. He's such a be his own man kind of guy.
without saying that he is, you know, incredibly invested in his own agency, he's very much invested in his own agency. Like, even if he doesn't express that, he's just like, this is who I am. I'm going to be me. I really love this idea, though, of somebody who knows all of Loki across the timeline that we've seen, that knows that he does eventually do good and, like, comes around and sacrifices himself. And, you know, like, does he tell Loki that that happens? Does Loki have to, like, try to kind of reconcile what he knows about himself, what he's experienced about himself, with that possible future, with that, you know, that expected future of himself? Like,
he
probably won't.
I feel like he won't at first, but I feel like they're missing a huge opportunity if we don't get the scene where Loki finds out about his possible future. Yeah. And the future that we all know about. Like, that's a huge missed opportunity. Like, where are we? Why are you trying to protect this this version of the timeline so bad? And then he shows him what that version of the timeline is supposed to be, you know?
Exactly.
Are we ready to start kind of looking at this thing frame by frame? We're not going to go as slow as we did with Black Widow, but it should help that you guys can see the same thing I can.
Sure.
Yesterday, we were in a weird situation with the tech, of course.
Okay. Yesterday being 2 days ago.
Yeah, whatever.
I thought it was yesterday too.
We got this first shot of the trailer. Somebody help me. There's a code here, right?
It's spelling Mephisto. I don't know why you can't see it, Matt. It's
when
right
you
there.
Pull back, all I see is Mephisto.
Let
you
your eyes cross a little bit and it's Mephisto.
I was thinking it was like binary or something. Those do kind of look like K's and O's. I can see that like a Loki.
I want to fix it. That it's starting to bother me the more I look at it.
Oh yeah, as someone who works in tile, I bet it is.
Yeah, I'm just like,
what did my team do? What did my team do?
Like, no, Ishmael, no.
All right, and then this spark comes to life.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That looks a lot like when those sparks come in. It looks a lot like a more advanced version of the Doctor Strange sling ring portal.
Oh. Good call, good call.
Yeah, it's absolutely possible, and it definitely is a portal of some sort. But to me, it looks more like they're almost like sawing through it. You know what I mean? Like it looks like they're sawing through reality. Like they're like a flamethrower cuts through metal.
Right, yeah.
And then it gets hot and then finally opens it up.
I don't know.
It does have the squares that's how interesting.
Mm.
Maybe you know what though? Running out of colors. That could just be that running out of colors.
Look at that blue square. I bet that's a reference to the Tesseract.
The CGI on it doesn't look incredibly great right there, but you know.
Oh, I think it does.
They probably have been trying to work on a tight budget and schedule.
So he comes through, he's wearing his Avengers 1 costume, he's carrying the TVA agent is carrying the Tesseract next to him.
This is definitely my favorite Loki costume. It's better than the Thor Ragnarok onesie. I didn't care for that.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah,
why
that's
didn't
rough.
You care for the onesie?
It didn't do anything for him. English guys, like the Paul Bettany thing. No butts, no hips. So you have to have something that kind of cuts it in the middle, because then they have that sexy V.
Okay. Mm. Okay. I gotcha.
So they can't. Yeah. You can't go out. You can't go out with British guys. You got to go in.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You got to accentuate that lean, long torso.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And any emerald green with black hair. That's oof. It's a good look. Oh, did you see that Vidal Sassoon moment? He was like,
ugh. Yeah.
Mm hmm. Yeah, Loki's coming through looking real upset. Real he's shaking his face.
We aren't going to get anywhere. I need to just stop.
Point out particular thirsty moments. We can't freeze frame every thirsty moment.
Okay.
It's all a thirsty moment,
I'm just
going to
keep drinking my water.
Yeah, whenever you're thirsty, just take a big gulp. And the everyone watching the video will know. So he then joins them all in the TARDIS here.
Yeah.
right?
It's time clearly travel. The TARDIS.
Close.
Are they going to? Is it a bathtub? They're at the spa.
Yeah, that's the receptionist desk of the spa that they walk into. I like the their whole repeating pattern on the ceiling there. Like, it really drives home the alien and it drives home the nature of the place.
It has such a 70s feel. It's weird,
right? Like, that's part of the aesthetic that I'm just like, Tom Hiddleston did this. It's all him.
It's very orange.
Yep. Is he a lover of the 70s aesthetic? I guess he kind of is. I've seen him in a lot of that stuff.
Well, 70s is in again. So then we get after they walk into the receptionist office, it flips to the shot from inside the Marriott Marquis, right?
Mm-hmm. The Atlanta Marriott Marquis, where we go to Dragon Con every year.
Yep.
So they've added a lot of things.
Yeah. They built a lot of extra things on there. Or sorry, Tom Hiddleston built a lot of extra things in there while he was shooting.
These beautiful, beautiful statues that I really wish were really there. I know we've discussed it before, but is there confirmation on who we think these three people are? Is it the Living Tribunal? Is it
I think that we kept saying that it was the Living Tribunal, but I think this is more like the council, like the TVA council or whatever.
Okay.
Which could still be the Living Tribunal.
Anything with three faces at this point is the Living Tribunal.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
And then we have a shot, this very trippy Dutch angled shot of the elevator.
There's three more faces.
Yeah, is it the same three?
That's the Living Tribunal.
Well, it looks like they're kind of slats, vertical sections of the faces that are all kind of shifting.
It's very Picasso-y.
Yeah, in and out of each other.
Yeah.
So this one has a little angled beard. You see what I'm talking about? A little angled beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder. If we go back, is there one that has a little angled beard?
Yeah, the one on the left.
How can you see that?
It does look like he has a beard. I'm not sure if it's exactly the same, but it does look pretty similar. So I'm guessing those are the same entities. I just love being able to freeze frame this and talk about it like in depth like this.
He looks like he's in like civil court. It doesn't look like the big court.
Yeah, he does. I love this. And there's like a three on the wall. So clearly he's not that big of a deal. You know what I mean? It's like he's in a courtroom of some sort, but it's like courtroom three. It looks kind of dinky. There's like one guy over watching the case with papers in his hand, like he's waiting on his own case. Like no one, it's like he has an audience of the universe paying attention to him, you know?
Yeah.
And you know that is killing him inside to not be like, the most important person in the room.
Right. He's just another guy. When it comes to whatever level these TVA agents are on, they're just on a completely different level than what Loki and the Asgardians are on, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's crazy. All right. He's also in a weird orange booth, which I guess is just for style. I don't know.
They like this orange
circles. Pretty orange, yeah.
Orange circles everywhere.
Wall? I know we talked about those posters before.
Yeah, well, we haven't seen this particular one before, but it looks like TVA agents, I'm guessing. Because they see the orange in the clothes in the painting. There's also orange here on her clothes for this agent. So I'm thinking these are just TVA agents. But this looks like maybe clerical staff. Like all the paintings and like... All the paintings and artwork and statues seem like it's glorifying them as an organization. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I feel like is funny and weird. They
have almost a religious aspect to them.
They do. They definitely do. Moving forward a little bit.
Ugh. Lines. Rope lines.
Hate rope lines. So we have the next shot is him in these rope lines.
I feel like that other guy is gonna be important to like the first or second episode and then die. Or just go away.
Like, I think he's just going to go away.
He's going to be the guy that kind of that does all the exposition for Loki to like let him know what's going on here.
That's Owen Wilson all day, I feel like. I really want to zoom in on this painting here.
Yeah, man, enhance.
I can try.
Get that Tony Stark.
No, still don't have...
break your machine.
Yeah, don't explode still, the machine. Yeah, let's not push exactly. it too far.
Don't push it. Don't push it. let's see. I can enhance a little bit. I can do this.
No.
Let's see. Let's see.
Wait, ooh. No. His face. Keep it in there.
Yeah, we need it.
All right. I'm covered up, but that's okay. Okay. We've got...
Does it say be what are you, where? Reveal?
Is it hams? Can't read. It looks like hams.
Yeah, it's probably ham.
Ham.
I feel like it's pretty likely.
Spider ham?
It's probably a Christmas thing.
Probably yeah, reference to ham. Ham. Ham talk.
It's your Christmas ham.
Okay.
Just an advertisement for the people that work there. Remember to pick up your Christmas ham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely so. What it is.
Well, I like your confidence. I was just thought he was throwing it out there, but now I'm convinced.
Yeah.
Yep.
We got hams.
Go, Julia. We got hams.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
We're watching this thing in slow motion. Oh, yeah. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here to freeze frame and see if we can see things that we don't see.
He's got like a nice salt and pepper sheet going on, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He
does. First time I saw this, I thought he looked kind of like extra old. And now I'm like, you know, he could still get it.
Yeah. Well, after just watching Thor, like the first Thor the other day, like Tom Hiddleston was a baby in that one. And I think we talked about it the other day, but compared to like, you know, he's a man now. And that one, he was a boy.
he was just a wee little babe.
He's a whiny little babe.
Yeah, he was.
I guess I just haven't seen Owen Wilson in a while, or he did that thing that stars do where like they always color their hair and look a certain way in movies and they just stop trying for one thing, or like they intentionally let themselves age to their regular age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they let themselves not be super fit and let their hair go to normal color and like, oh, you look like a normal 40-something.
Yeah.
You're a regular person. I love the line that he says there where he calls Loki a big metaphors guy. And yeah. He's like, it makes you sound smart.
And I Loki's am smart. Like,
I am smart. It's like, oh, no, I know. Like, just completely belittling Loki. And yep. I love it.
Oh, man,
sounds
me too.
Like me. I am smart.
They got more numbers in the background, which in the background now we have a 2 and a 5 on the same wall. I guess it could be 25 or it's, I don't know.
Level,
don't
know there was means. A lot of floors.
Could be that's showing true. Which floor they're on.
Yeah, maybe which floor and which room or something.
Is that a Pokemon ball? What the hell is that?
They're sitting, no, they got like a computer.
Is that a 1999 Mac computer?
Yeah, that's the iMac with the big handle on the back of it.
Yep, exactly.
You can use it as a boat anchor. Yeah, that one.
Got like it's like a time terminal of some sort. It looks like or some sort of computer terminal that I'm guessing has the ability to look through time.
Yeah. It's like a magic ball, like a crystal ball.
Ah, like a crystal ball.
I think it's on the wall behind them, though. It says Time Theater.
Oh, they're going to show him his future.
Yeah, well, this may be the scene we talked about earlier where they show him his Avengers past. Hmm. Interesting.
Yes.
He's putting his hand in there.
Yeah, he's going to get it chomped off.
Don't do that. And now he's fallen through to another floor.
They made it look like when he turned that TV on or whatever, he fell through the floor. But I don't think that's what happens. I think like when he turns that TV on, he turns on a projector or something to show Loki his history or future.
This looks early on when they snatch him up.
Yeah. I bet this is still like early processing.
Yeah.
They got weird, like some for some reason, some sort of keyboardist.
He's lucky. I don't know how to kidnap. is easily kidnapped. Aw, kitty.
Kitty. It's a kitty.
There is, I like how Loki doesn't seem to trust the cat.
This looks like this was all filmed inside an elevator.
That's what I, yeah, it looks like a, the different floors of an elevator.
Yeah.
It definitely looks does.
Like a cargo service elevator, you know?
Yeah, and the way he fell in from the ceiling, it just reminds me a lot of an elevator. But the tech, I love the tech. It looks like weird 80s futuristic.
Is that a synth board? Like, what is that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a keyboard over there, has like an XLR output running into like.
This is doing something that that the Umbrella Academy did, where like the authority that handles time or that like maintains the time stream has this almost older, like almost ancient aesthetic. Even
you're right,
right,
where they have like something from our past that is their main aesthetic.
Yeah. And it definitely looks like that here. Like it looks like it's just retro, very retro. Everything's very retro.
Oh, the cat is on his mug.
Aw, yep, is this going to be like our Herb from speaking of Umbrella Academy? This is like, I hope this is the show's Herb.
Somebody said John Hodgman in the chat earlier, and I think they think this is John Hodgman, maybe. But that is not John Hodgman. He does.
I
look
think
a little
they had
John
said,
Hodgman.
"I wish that the person they got to do this part was that guy."
Yeah, that. Yeah, he looks a lot like him. John Hodgman's mad at this clip because he's not in it. I love this scene. We talked about it earlier. The scene where. Loki, they asked Loki, sign this. Is this everything you've ever said?
It doesn't seem like enough paper. Isn't he thousands of years old?
I mean, it kind of doesn't.
And he talks a lot. Like, that's not enough paper.
Yeah, but like, most, when he talks a lot, he's monologuing. So like, it all goes onto one page.
He quips.
maybe it's magic paper, you know? Probably magic
maybe.
Paper.
I just don't think that hardly looks like enough for me at 30. I'm not going to say
that. Oh, no, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Yeah, but you're from Philadelphia. He's not.
He's thousands of years old, but you've really put in the work.
He's got the silver tongue. Not, you know, he's known for his talking.
Yeah, maybe.
They say it in Thor 1.
He's known for convincing.
How do you convince people, Jeff?
By saying the right words, not necessarily the most words.
I don't know. I think he talks a lot.
All right, we got a big shot here.
It looks like the cafeteria.
With lots of people. They look like they're looking up at some sort of like screen or event.
Yeah, I think this is the like a gathering room type thing where
looks like a projector. Mm-hmm. Is that the theater room?
It's like modern classrooms. I say modern, but like classrooms in college where, you know, it's all just a big row of desks and you walk up to wherever it is you're going to sit. And there's that central, like an amphitheater. That's the word.
That's the word.
Jeez.
What is this?
Oh, look. Haley Hobbs in the chat says this legit looks like a lecture hall at my school. High five, Jeff. Yep.
Yeah, she thought of the word.
Is that a little smiley face like in a cage?
It's a little smiley face clock on a TV. It's like a cuckoo clock and it's swinging. A12, it says, and A10 over there.
A12 and A10, yeah.
This is it. Remember?
That's the same terminal.
That's the same terminal.
This is the time theater.
Yep, this is the time theater, and this is also the room earlier where in a previous trailer where we saw the Avengers. So this is the like the moment of exposition where Mobius is his name?
Yeah, Mobius M. Mobius.
Mobius M. Mobius. That's pretty great.
That's his name.
This is the moment where he teaches him like what's going on and about the time stream, I'm sure. Oh, there he is. Disappearing. Branch timelines, like we talked about.
Branch timelines.
Branch.
And I like that some of the branches look like they're going to be running into each other. Could you imagine what the implications of that could be?
Many Hiddlestons.
I was thinking more like incursions.
Oh.
And then we have what looks like more time or space travel.
Yeah. More quipping.
Like Bifrosty.
Yeah, it looks a little Bifrosty.
That place is massive.
Yeah,
it is.
The Marriott Marquis in Atlanta, which is that background, is not actually that big. They've just done a lot of work to stretch it and make it look larger.
Forced perspective.
Yeah, it is a really big hotel, like main atrium, but it's not that big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they just took the back of it and just blew it out and made it look like it keeps going forever. They're actually walking in this shot. They're walking in front of the statues from earlier in the trailer.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like again, Tom Hiddleston did a lot of work.
Yeah.
On that set.
Oranges and muted yellows.
He really worked hard.
Yeah.
What's
it's
that?
It's like, he's like, cracks his knuckles, let's do some 70s.
He's like, right.
I love that these doors that these guys are using, these like time gateways or whatever, they look like gel blocks and they walk in and it just kind of absorbs them.
Yeah, it's real cool. And he says here, can I have a weapon? And they say no. And then it cuts to him in a few minutes. He has these knives.
He's had them all along.
The whole time.
What time is this that we can kind of see what's going on? Can we get a time and a place on this? They go through and there's like some sort of people, some sort of park maybe.
Looks like the woods.
Looks like all of the woods.
Are they at the forest?
There's like buildings over like, here.
Yeah, like at a local national park.
Well, no, that is kind of what it looks like.
No, it's Ren Faire.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a Ren Faire. You're right. You're totally right. It says Fest. You can see Fest there. Good call, Jeff. I was like trying to figure it out because it looked like some older timey people, like this guy. He looks like he's like a, I don't know, like a blacksmith or something. And then, but then there was also modern stuff that I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, that's a Ren Faire. Room. Because it says men above his head. That's the men's room. It's the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know if this is men's room. Because the shot of the thing above it says festival.
Yeah, I don't know. Festival men.
What kind of?
Get your festival man.
Yeah. Right. Are they going to auction him off?
And then we got Rock's cart, which we talked about, but like, yeah, rocks on, baby.
Mm-hmm. Rocks on.
Rocks off.
No, that's something different.
Oh.
Yeah. Rocks on would like, that would tie it into like Cloak and Dagger and Hellstrom, right?
Yes.
Oh. And
may that show rest in peace.
Yeah, right.
Do we know if Roxxon's ever been mentioned in the movies? I can't think of a time.
No, Roxxon's mentioned in Agent Carter.
That, yeah, for sure. It's mentioned in a lot of TV shows.
But like Agent Carter is the only one that has like had a character from Agent Carter go into the movies. So obviously.
I see. Yeah, that does connect stronger to the movies. But Roxxon's mentioned a good bit in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Iron Man because I didn't watch any of those shows and I know I've heard of it.
Mm.
It's not it in any of the Iron Man movies?
I mean, it probably is. I don't know. Okay. I don't remember.
Badass shot of Loki flipping his knives.
Yeah, you flip them.
Flip those knives.
Mm-hmm. Do it slower.
Okay, yeah. It is the Loki with the TVA jacket. When I saw this shot of him flipping knives, I was thinking it might be the like a different Loki. We've talked about how he might be going after other Lokis in this.
Yeah. No, it looks like he's doing some backstabbing here.
He said he wouldn't do it, but he's going to do it. Is that him?
You promised
Ain't
you wouldn't.
Ain't nobody going to break my stride. Nobody going to hold me down.
So that cloaked figure... that cloaked figure seems to be wrecking the TVA.
Yeah, and it looks like a lady to me. What do you think?
A lady? That one?
Could be.
Yeah, this cloaked figure here.
Could be, but...
I think that's him, no?
I don't think that looks like him. She looks shorter and looks a little more feminine, but I may be wrong.
I mean, it's hard to tell from this far away, this angle, this...
Yeah, but you get these hips right here, and hips don't lie, according to...
Okay. So...
Wyclef Jean and...
The interesting implication
that What's her name? I always go for a joke and can't remember the pop culture reference.
You're talking about
Who's saying hips don't lie? Shakira, thank you.
Shakira. Yeah, like maybe it's a Loki on Loki kind of fight.
Could be Lady Loki.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. What I find interesting here, though, is that somebody is assaulting the TVA. Like, what kind of implication does that bring, you know, to the show, to the story? Like, is that going to happen early? Is Loki going to be, like, lost in time because he has to run away or gets pushed away or something like that? Like, is that something that he's trying to stop throughout the whole thing? Is this a result of the breaking of the timeline? Like, does this person exist in a timeline that no longer exists? Like, are they from that broken timeline? And they're trying to put it back? Like, what does this all mean?
Yeah, maybe stop him from putting things back so they don't stop existing.
Right.
Or they're, like, hunting down other versions of Loki, and they're using Loki to do it. And maybe even Loki doesn't know that. Like, that's one of the things we've talked about anyway. And, like, maybe they're using Loki to hunt Loki, and this Loki somehow found out and is coming after them, you know? Because at the beginning of the trailer, Loki seemed to know what the TVA was. He's like, I know where I am. Or something like that. He like knows. He says some of the new timekeepers. I forget the line, but he talks about the timekeepers and how he seems to know what's going on here. Right?
That was early in the trailer. He said the timekeepers do love their circus.
Right. So he does seem to like know what's going on. So it's conceivable that another Loki might have attacked. Another branched off Loki might have attacked the TVA. I have a feeling he's going to go on a few missions with the TVA, realize why their mission's important, and then he's going to have to, like, maybe befriend Owen Wilson, Mobius, and then, like, then something's going to happen, and he's going to have to kind of go rogue, but also decide to do the right thing, you know?
Yeah.
Fix the timeline.
Could be. I love that broken shot of New York in the future with the Avengers Tower in the background. Absolutely
beautiful. I've seen many times a shot of the broken future, and this is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
That Avengers Tower. Oof.
Yep. So that was the lady that was sitting in front of the faces on the wall, and this looks like her office. I guess she's the director or the speaker. She's the speaker of the Living Tribunal. They speak through me. She's the conduit.
Yeah, that's the word.
Okay.
I think we've said that before. I feel like that's not new.
Look at all the Black Widow logos on that black wall. You see that?
Yeah.
Totally some Black Widow logos. Right here. Over here. Oof.
There's that knife flip.
Wait, who's he fighting there?
Yeah, that looks like...
Now he's back in the... Is that the jumpsuit or is that the jacket?
That's the variant jacket.
Okay. I mean, there's so many different sets.
I love that his jacket's his variant. That's so funny. He's
done a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like a... Well, hold on. There's something on that guy's sleeve.
Yeah, it looks like more TVA to me.
Is there TVA people?
It's orange. He's got orange stuff on him. I feel like that's probably another different thing in the TVA. I think we also talked about this in the last trailer that he was possibly somehow tied in with the TVA.
Cool.
Bedroom?
It's the camp.
Yeah, there was that... old school camp from the other trailer.
This here?
No, the dark one.
Yeah, it looked like a army camp.
Keep inching forward. That one.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yep. And this looks like the same hooded Loki, or yeah. I keep saying Loki. This
hooded I think that's the female Loki. I really do.
I think it's
put it on the board,
or whoever that chick is that we keep seeing with the red hair. That's definitely who I think that is.
Yeah, somebody said they think it's Black Widow in one of our feedbacks, and
I don't know.
We thought so at one point when we were watching the trailer, but I don't think it is. I think it's very likely it's the female Loki from comics who also had red hair. Computers.
I love how personal and menacing that shot is, where he's fixing Owen Wilson's tie. He's like, "It's adorable that you think that you could manipulate me." That's such a menacing thing to do.
It's power move.
That's the power move.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he just wants him to look good. I like that Dell product placement, though, back there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. this is interesting here. So there's this looks like maybe when he separates from the TVA, because you've got Loki standing here, and then there's the window behind him, and they are all running at him, and he dashes into the window as they're running.
See you later, suckers.
And then
planets.
Owen Wilson is going to say at that point, thank God he followed orders.
I can't believe we've made it this far into this particular cast without saying it, but then Owen Wilson runs up and goes, wow.
How do we make it this far? Let it go to put it in his past. Jeff said it earlier.
I did.
Oh, did you? Earlier. I missed it.
When I got brought back on board the Owen Wilson train.
Yeah.
Because it made me like, wow.
Wow.
Wow. that's the whistle for the Owen Wilson train.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's on a crooked path.
Wow.
And now we're going down the rabbit hole now.
Yep.
Let's bring it back.
All right. This whatever this is like, we saw the destroyed New York. This is like destruction of what, the universe, the planet,
the moon.
The moon?
Possibly.
This is Galactus, right?
So now we got werewolves to deal with.
Is this Odin's throne?
Yeah.
Now
we have werewolves.
Yeah, that's Odin's throne.
Okay. This is Odin's throne room. Cool. With Loki on it.
Is he sitting on it? Yeah.
Looks like it.
This is really fast in the trailer, but I like this shot a lot. It's some sort of... This reminds me a lot of the room that Doctor Strange goes into when he goes into that crazy room in the What If stories.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. It looks a lot like the, if you remember in Thor Ragnarok, where Hela went when she was breaking the ceiling.
Yeah.
Where, it showed the mural on the ceiling.
Yeah, for sure.
It feels a lot like that sort of area. So this looks like to be, or this looks to be a broken Asgard that he might be going to.
What if they're like, this is what happened?
Oh, and he tries to piece it back together?
Up. Yeah.
Like maybe, what if he keeps trying to save Asgard? Like, they want him to save the timeline, but he keeps trying to save Asgard and it won't work. Just no matter what he does, Asgard goes down,
Yeah.
Oof.
Well, now that doesn't look like Asgard at all.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I love the Dutch angles.
Well, that's definitely at the Ren Faire still. Did she have a jousting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a lance.
Getcha.
Oh, well, the Ren Faire then is where that connects to that tent scene. Yeah, which makes sense. The thing we keep calling the camp or the tent. Yep, there's the tent and there's the jousting stick. The lance, right? It's a lance.
Mm-hmm. That is, in fact, a lance, yes.
We called it a lance. A lance.
Who is this character?
I don't know.
It's not Heimdall, though.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Vermilion says, could the dark building be the Jotunheim? Did I say that right?
Jotunheim.
The Odenheim? I would always think that Odenheim would be spelled with an O.
It's Jotunheim.
Jotun.
That's a stupid name.
Okay.
It's only because okay. I can't read it.
We know, Ashley, and I love it.
We know. Yep. So this looks to be Loki in the broken future. Like we have supposed in the past. That he's running, he won, he's running things, and maybe, I don't know, maybe they don't like him, or they see that there's another Loki there, and they're like, wait a minute, this is the bad guy.
Yeah, it seems like they've seen that he's lied to them, and they turn on him.
Yeah.
Or the other Loki makes him a better offer or something.
Oh yeah, could be. It looks like a solid, you know, duck season, wabbit season kind of situation.
Oof. Look at him using his green wiggly woos.
Yeah, green wiggly woos. There we go.
Look at this. There's some sort of battle. There's a lady coming in on this belt. And then green wiggly woos all up in here. Boom. Knocking down the blue man group. I like it.
That's funny.
It's beautiful.
Look, Cyberpunk future. Where is that? What is that?
It's the flag smashers. Look, there's like a red hand with a world.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier in the trailer, there was another image with an eye like that. You see this eye? It's in the corner?
Yeah. That's Illuminati. There was another.
Okay.
There was another one. Illuminati confirmed.
The Illuminati confirmed. I mean, is that their symbol in the comics? I know it's like kind of the symbol in real world. The people say.
No, it was a real world joke, not a comics content joke.
Okay. I was just curious because that would make sense if it was like in the distant cyberpunk future, there's Illuminati one of the groups that survived or whatever. I don't know where it was. Never mind. We'll get back to it.
Okay.
I just thought I saw I thought I saw another eye earlier in the trailer. Ooh-wee.
Oh man. And then there's the wink that everybody is going nuts over.
Oh yeah. Can we see that one more time, please? There it is. You can have all my money and my little hat.
Just the hat, Ashley. Just the hat.
He could leave his hat on.
He can leave your hat on?
Yeah, he can leave that. He can do whatever he wants.
Put on this little hat, Loki.
He can get it.
I would just be like, yes.
Yeah, yes, please.
What?
No. I just feel like this is going to be, this looks like more cyberpunk future.
See, there's the money shot. Look at that gorgeous man.
This is Loki's in the distant future, like cyberpunk future. There's wind whipping his shirt to his body in a very sexy way.
Yeah.
See, this shot, we've talked about it, and I totally get. We thought at one point that this was Nat at one point, but mm-hmm. In that same trailer breakdown we did, I'll put a link to it here, and if you're on the YouTube, we decided it was not her. It was probably the female Loki. She's carrying a sword, which in comics, the female Loki carries a sword. She has red hair. So it looks like at some point, this person that he's been fighting, they come to terms to at least discuss what's going on.
And it looks like that world's just exploding, whatever one.
Yeah, that's where it looks like the things are crashing down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's another shot in the other trailer from further away, and you can see more of the like little meteorites falling as she's just sitting on the rock.
People are asking if it looks like a face. Just maybe?
Yeah, kind of. But I don't... It's I think Mephisto, it's just lights.
You
know?
Yeah, you don't see that M made out of lines?
Look at this. Look at this person.
See, that looks like that girl, huh?
Is that the girl?
That's that sword girl, but also in one of the rooms of that place that had all the striations. It looked like, you know, it was put back together.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I can see it all over the wall.
Yeah.
Cool.
And that's the library of whatever.
What is happening here?
I think this is Pompeii.
Yeah, I think that's Vesuvius erupting.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I think he goes back in time to see Pompeii, and he's like looking at that guy like, sorry, I'm out of here. Whoop, he gets out.
Oh my God, did Loki cause Pompeii?
Oh, it's no. Pretty likely.
He's killed so many people, and I still love him.
He's clearly bad for me, but I just can't quit him, you know?
I just can't stop. I can't quit you, Loki.
Okay. So we have the really cool Loki credits with the changing Loki.
It's everything. Like, it's just too many symbols. You can't even really describe it. It's just everything.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, upon that close watch, you guys have anything else to say? Is there anything in the chat you guys want to talk about?
I have exhausted all avenues of thought.
Yeah, I got added like twice for stuff I didn't bring up. Vermilion said maybe when they kill another Loki, the power goes into another Loki, and then there's a Loki trying to kill all the Lokis, ending up on some random pyramid with a ton of Lokis fighting each other.
Yep.
Like Jet Li and the One.
Yep, I didn't get that until I was thinking Highlander until he got to the pyramid part. there can be only one.
Only one.
There can be only one.
Here we are.
Born to be kings.
Princes of the universe. Sorry, I can't stop. That's a good place to end it.
We're going to give this trailer some more thought. We'll be back soon, and I'm sure there'll be all kinds of theories going around about this thing. Super.
I mean, it comes out June 11th. We've got 2 months until it comes out. That's a lot of time to make up literally every Mephisto theory ever.
Yeah, I saw him in the stained glass window. I already saw him.
Yeah, it's true. The closest thing we've seen to Mephisto was in a Loki trailer. So we're gonna keep bringing him up.
Yep.
I know we are.
Yeah.
You guys are.
Choo-choo.
Get on board.
Mephisto.
Get on board or be left behind.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for the Loki episode. We're going to do another feedback episode that'll drop tomorrow. And we'll be back with you guys Friday for the live watch. So if you're on here, you know, come hang out with us. Again, I'm going to probably say something more on the next episode. But thank you to everyone who's given to the... in case people listen to this one and not the next one, thank you to everyone who's given to the crowdfunding campaign we have in the GoFundMe to get our computer systems back up and running. Pandas have been incredibly generous. Incredibly generous. There's been like 100 and something of you guys who've donated and got us damn close to the full goal. We started it with the full price of the computer, and like, I was like, if we get a couple $100, it'll help us get there. And then,
yeah,
like, you guys came out in force. So thank you so, so much.
I remember Matt was like, you know, if we get 1,000, like, that'll be fine. It'll help. You know, it won't go into as deep a debt.
I was thinking that was like the best we would do. I was thinking like, yeah, like, you know, we'll throw it up. And if we get like $1,000, great. And then I didn't throw it up. I never did it. And then Jeff went and did it because I was too... embarrassed.
Because Matt's too proud to ask for help.
But it's you guys have almost filled that entire GoFundMe, and that's amazing. For real. And it really is gonna allow us to keep making this podcast without going into massive debt. So that's very exciting. All right, guys. Well, that is all for tonight. Thank you and peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.